This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stella back to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Oh, hey, what's up? You're listening or watching Drag Her, the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap podcast available on the internet. How are you, bitch? How we doing? Oh, this look? Yeah, I'm just giving lobster fierceness, crustacean, seafood elegorza, baby. That's because one of you lovely, lovely listeners threw 50 coins at me. And the rule is, if you throw 50 coins my way, I give you drag excellence on the highest level. As you can see, everything here is custom couture. This was actually Jean Duvaljac when he worked at Valentino. And the hair is Dal del Val de Castellon. Okay, but hey, I'm so excited to have y'all here. I'm Mono Agapian. If you like this drag content, you can throw me coins at Mono Agapian on Venmo or PayPal. And if you throw me 50 coins, you get to see another fierce look like this. Fucking Sebastian. The last Sebastian. Okay, I am so excited today because this is the debut of a brand new series called Fuck My Drag, where we invite legendary drag queens to not talk about Drag Race. Not gonna do it. Not gonna do it. Because, guys, we've heard it. You've heard all the references to season 5. You've heard everyone say, come on, season 6, let us get sickening. Let's talk about something else. So, I need to welcome my guest. She is amazing. She is the first drag queen that has ever been elected to public office. Let me go ahead and welcome her in. This always hiccups a little bit, so I'll wait till she pops on before I continue. Oh, we have maybe a girl.
Hey, hello, hello.
Hey, bitch. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm great. Welcome to Fuck My Drag, a production of Drag Her Podcast. You are our debut guest, yes, and I think you're perfect for this.
Thank you. Sorry I'm not as done up as you. You look fabulous.
This mug took me hours, baby, and I need you to know that 100%.
I can tell. I can tell.
Thank you. I'm going for like a softer beat these days where I'm like,
very
it's not
soft.
It's very soft, and it's like, is she wearing makeup? You know, it's like Jasmine Kennedy's transformation. But we're not talking about that. We're not. But before we're not talking about that, do you watch the Drag Race, maybe?
I do watch the Drag Race. I was a huge, huge fan before I started doing drag. And once I started doing drag, I kind of started watching it a little bit less and less. I think easy as a drag performer, not on Drag Race, to compare yourself to, you know, folks to get on the show. I did watch most of this past season. I watched from about Snatch Game onward, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a really good time. It was cute. I love the talent. I love the girls. I love the trans representation.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not talking about that.
We're not.
Again, Fuck My Drag. We're here to talk about you, maybe. Maybe you have made history in so many ways, and you're continuing that amazing climb of actually being a politician who affects change, specifically for so many disenfranchised people. Do you want to talk more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not really sure where to start.
Right.
My name is Maybe. My pronouns are she, her, and they, them. I am a drag queen here in Los Angeles. I'm also a local politician. I serve on the Silver Lake Neighborhood Council right here in LA, and I'm actually serving my second term. And when I was elected in 2019, I became the first drag queen ever elected to a public office in the U.S. And then I guess also the first drag queen to be reelected when I got reelected last year. I serve as the treasurer on our neighborhood council. I also co-chair our budget and finance committee, which sounds so exciting, as well as a couple of other committees. And I'm also running for Congress. I'm running for a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. For a federal office. So people always ask, oh, are you running for state? No, we're running for a seat in the federal government. So very excited, and I'd love to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm so grateful that you, not only are you an amazing drag performer, I've seen you at Exposure so many times. You kind of became popular to me when you started doing your Melania bit, or like, I remember when I saw that and I was like, oh, this person is next level. Like, this is fucking poignant and funny and stupid at the same time.
Totally.
Like, tell me more about your transition from drag to I want to affect change in my community.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, for me, a big turning point in politics was when Trump was elected back in 2016. And I started to impersonate a lot of the villains from that administration, do some cosplay and try to create numbers that highlighted some of the atrocities that that administration was committing. And, you know, one of the reasons I actually decided to keep doing it was because I remember one of the first I did Melania, somebody came up to me after the show and was like, oh, who is that? And I'm like, what do you mean you don't know who Trump is? I was like,
Melania.
Unfortunately, the first lady. And it kind of showed me that, unfortunately, a lot of people are tapped out of politics. And it's so important to be in tune with what's happening, because it, regardless of whether you think politics affects you, it 100% does. On a local level, city level, state level, and especially on a federal level, you know, the policies that are written by the people that elect dictate how we, you know, get to move through our lives and get to move through our spaces and whether or not we get to be safe and things like that.
Yeah.
So I said to myself, you know, I'm going to keep doing this, but, you know, why not actually run for office? And, you know, that was in part what inspired me to run for a local position. And, you know, I think the big fear of anybody running for office is anybody going to vote for me? Is it going to come to election day? And is there only going to be one vote for me and it's from me? That didn't happen. And, you know, when I won my first term on the Silver Lake Council, I didn't even know that there had never been a drag queen elected to public office. It just kind of seemed a little absurd to me, because drag artists are activists. There is activism in drag. You know, I think, and even whether or not you're trying to be intentional about being an activist or trying to make a political or a social statement in doing drag, just by the sheer essence of it being gender nonconforming, and in most cases, very outwardly queer, you're making a political and social statement already. So, and I think it's actually kind of perfect that a drag performer would be in office. I think that there's, you know, a lot of crossover between the skill set one needs as a drag performer versus the skill set somebody needs as a politician. You know, you have to know how to work with people, how to talk to people. There's a lot of public speaking involved. And so I don't think it's that crazy of an idea that a drag performer would be in politics also.
No, we're just unpacking. I mean, the unfortunate truth is, you know, our lawmakers our government is made up of the whitest, straightest, oldest monolith, male, I should say as well. I mean, it's shocking. It's shocking. And like that inherent racism and patriarchy that, like, we trust those voices more as a society, is so deeply ingrained, and we need to start deprogramming.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer.
Our federal government, Congress, you know, there's 435 members in the U.S. House. There's 100 senators. And if you look at that body of elected officials, just looking at them, you can tell that it doesn't really represent who America is. You don't see enough women. You don't see enough queer people. You don't see enough black and brown people. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, when we don't have representation in our government, how can we trust that our government is fairly representing us? Which is a big reason why I decided to run for a seat in Congress. There has never once been a trans person federally elected to our government, not once in the history of the U.S. Yet at the same time, there are so many bills moving through various state legislatures that are actively trying to harm queer and trans people. You know, I just did a campaign video that I released last week, and you know, one of the things that I talked about was how 2021 was a landmark year for anti-queer legislation. Mm-hmm. There were 191 anti-LGBTQIA bills that moved through different state legislatures, and that was the most in history. We're in 2022 now. We're only, 4 months in, and there's already been more than 236 bills introduced. So we already far surpassed 2021's record, and we're only, a third of the way into the year. Mm-hmm. So it's so important more, you know, now more than ever that we actually have trans people at the table when there are decisions being made about laws that are going to affect trans people.
It's very scary and alarming and strange because I just feel like, yeah, it's obvious. It is so scary that things seem to be going backwards. I don't know what triggered it. Like, I know people just fucking hate queer people and trans people, period. But I just don't, why did we roll backwards so severely? Like, I whatever. That's just a hypothetical question I don't have an answer to.
I would answer it if you'd like me to.
Can you please?
My thoughts on it, at least, are that, you know, a lot of this, I think especially as it pertains to queer rights, we really started to get a leg up during the Obama administration. Mm-hmm. I certainly have my critiques about the Obama administration in other regards, but they did do some great things to highlight, you know, LGBTQIA rights. And as soon as Trump came into office, you know, now you have the conservative right who is, you know, that's his base. And he, that administration needed to cater to that base. And so that's why we started to see a lot of these anti-queer bills come about. Now that Trump is out of office and Biden is in office, that base that was Trump's base still, you know, is a large representative of the Republican Party. And so they're trying to fight to get the House and Senate back. And so, you know, they're using queer and trans people as pawns to, you know, try to appease their, you know, their alt-right supporters under the guise of family values and parental rights.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that checks out. It's deeply upsetting. It's also so deeply upsetting that at this time, it always triggers me so wildly when the men who are committing sex crimes are the ones pointing the finger at trans and queer people just trying to use the bathroom of their choosing.
Exactly. Trans people are more likely to be harmed in the bathroom if they don't get to use the bathroom that aligns with their identity. It's, you know, this myth that it's a danger to cis people to have trans people in the bathroom. It's actually the other way around.
Absolutely. It's like, bitch, we've seen your record. We know you have committed, your record is filled with sexually Hello. Motivated crimes, but you're pointing the finger at my cis who's just trying to fucking take a shit.
Exactly.
Back off. It's so crazy. Yeah. Anyway, well, we're going to plug this a couple times, but let's go ahead and plug it again. Where can people come support you and help you become a lawmaker who affects positive change for every disenfranchised voice?
Yeah, so you can, there's a number of ways that you can help our campaign. First of all, following us on social media. I'm on Instagram at maybe a girl, on Twitter, maybe_a_girl. You can also visit our website, maybeagirlforcongress.org. And you can sign up to find out updates about our campaign. You can also sign up to volunteer with us. You don't have to live in Los Angeles to help our volunteer team. We have volunteers that are in San Diego, in different states even, who Ooh. Are phone banking and text banking and sending out postcards. So there's a number of different ways that you can help. We do need donations. We are a grassroots corporate-free campaign, so we're not sort of dirty money. And I think that's so important because corporate influence has such a grip on our politics right now and has such a grip on our elected officials. I think it's disgusting because if you look at the donor pages of a lot of our elected officials, you know, they're being funded by weapons manufacturers and defense contractors and big oil and big pharma. And yet they have the gall to tell us that they're going to fight for climate change, that they're going to universal health care, that they're going to fight for a Green New Deal, for housing. Yet they're being funded by the very corporations that are trying to make sure that that never happens. I'm running against a really prominent Democrat. I'm running against... Mm-hmm. Who a lot of people know through his work on the impeachment and, you know, the January 6th hearings. And, you know, a lot of people ask me, you know, why I would have the nerve to run against Adam Schiff. And the reason is I don't believe in a lot of his policies. And as somebody who is an elected official, I can say that you are only as good as your voting record. And if you take a look at Schiff's voting record over the past 20 years that he's been in office, more than that, actually. He was a California state senator in the late 90s, and he's been in Congress for over 20 years. And if somebody's in a job for 20 years saying that they're going to fight for universal health care, but it hasn't happened, perhaps it's time to get some new leadership in office. You know, on that note, you know, my opponent just put out a tweet the other day saying how he wants to expand access to health care. And access is such a dirty word. It's such a word that is used to trick people because the thing is, we already have access to healthcare. The thing is, mm-hmm. people not afford health insurance, or even if they have health insurance, they still can't afford a lot of the the services that they need. And that's particularly true for trans people who need life-saving, gender-affirming health care. So, you know, that's a big reason that I'm running against Adam Schiff. He owns stocks in pharmaceuticals, yet claims that he wants to help people with health care. And it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, you're 100% right. It's so unfortunate that, like, especially just with the 2020 election, we were so desperate. We're so desperate for any semblance of change. You know, we're taking the ultimate compromise. It's like we're ordering a fucking salad at Jack in the Box. You know, it's like, do I want this salad? No, but it is the best possible thing for me in this shit storm. You know, so but I think that's unfortunate that like we are being trained to vote for compromises when we could just vote and celebrate and uplift someone like you who is passionate about housing for all, rights for queer people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
I mean, why don't you tell us more about your platform, in fact? I know you have amazing bullet points.
Thank you. You know, I think a lot of people mistake me because I'm a very outwardly queer person that is the entirety of my platform. And LGBTQIA rights is a huge part of my platform. But don't vote for me just because I'm a drag queen. Don't vote for me just because I'm a trans person. Vote for me because you believe in ideas like Medicare for all, housing for all, education for all, environmental justice, racial justice, LGBTQIA rights, alleviating homelessness, staying out of war. And I think that, you know, a lot of those issues are intersectional. You know, healthcare justice is queer justice. Housing justice is queer justice. You know, those healthcare justice and housing justice are racial justice. And there's a lot of intersection between these issues. And I've always felt that if people were guaranteed healthcare, housing, and education, we would all have such an opportunity not to just survive, but to thrive. And I think our, you know, economy would boom. I think that, you know, with everybody having opportunities, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. And it would
eliminate
a lot of the problems that Republicans are blaming on Democrats and that Democrats are blaming on Republicans. You know, another problem is the duopoly itself. You know, you were saying earlier about, oh, well, if I go to Jack in the Box and I get a salad, that's my best option.
Mm-hmm.
The way that our system works right now is, you know, the motto has been vote blue, matter who. And awful motto. That's an awful, awful motto. I'm not going to just vote for somebody because they're the lesser of two evils. But unfortunately, because of the fact that we are in a political duopoly, there is very little opportunity for somebody running as a third party, for somebody running as an independent from the Green Party to actually become an elected official. So for me, the compromise is running as a Democrat. If I could, I would run as an independent or I would run under the Green Party.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is my particular district votes overwhelmingly Democratic. Our district votes anywhere from about 72 to 78% Democratic, which is a good thing in the sense that we're not going to be losing the seat to a Republican. But the other good thing there is that it actually affords the opportunity to get somebody with progressive values, somebody who's a leftist, into office. California has a top two primary. So when the primary election happens, the top two vote getters move on to the general election. And they don't have to be from different parties. They can be from the same party. So you can have two Republicans, two Democrats, or a combination of a Democrat and an independent, a Democrat and a Republican. For me, the hope is that if I make it through the primary election on June 7th, that there will be two options for voters here in the LA area. They can either vote for the moderate Democrat who's been in office for 20 years and who votes for every single war effort that comes across his table, or they can vote for the voice, somebody who is working class, somebody who is in touch with the needs of folks that live in this district. You know, I don't make a ton of money. I work as a drag performer and I work part-time at a restaurant. And, you know, my elected position that I'm in right now, it's a volunteer position. And in many ways, I think it's good because, you know, money can corrupt people.
Mm-hmm.
It corrupts goals and visions. And so when you have somebody who is a multimillionaire, you know, leading a congressional district for over 20 years, they start to lose touch with what the folks living in the district actually need. You know, we talk about homelessness. Homelessness is one of the biggest issues in LA County right now. I would challenge anybody to find somebody who doesn't think that homelessness is an issue. But it's all about how do we approach it? And for mm-hmm. you know, I want to approach something like that in a compassionate and humane manner. You know, as it is right now, folks just want unhoused people out of sight, out of mind. They just want them cleared. They want them swept away. When in reality, you know, we can take humane, compassionate approaches to these. And part of that is granting people experiencing homelessness autonomy. You know, that means not arresting them simply for being poor. And that's really what the breakdown is of a lot of our approach to homelessness. So, you know, our status quo leadership is not getting us anywhere. We need to elect, you know, fresh, young, you know, forward-looking people into office. And we have the power to do that. You know, the power is within the people. People are the folks that vote in our elected officials. So things can change, but it takes a lot of people to do it. And it takes a lot of people to get involved. And that's why it's so important to vote. You know, I'm sure we've all met folks who, you know, say, oh, I don't vote. I'm not into politics. It doesn't affect me. Well, yeah, it does affect you. And if you are a caring person, you would also realize that it affects your neighbors, your friends, your loved ones, and especially the most marginalized folks that live in our communities. You know, even back to homelessness, if you take a look at the homeless population, it is disproportionately represented by Black and Brown people and by queer people. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, the rich keep getting richer, the poor keep getting poorer. So we need to get people power into office.
Yeah, beautifully said. Beautifully said. And a reminder to everyone that you can support Maybe by going to maybeagirlforcongress.net. .org. I'm sorry. The link will be in the pod description, so I can't fuck it up there, but it's maybeagirlforcongress.org. That is incredible. It is very challenging. I know we feel it can feel insurmountable, but you know, we can vote just as easily as we cannot vote. And it just takes someone caring, taking 5 minutes out of your day to go affect change, donate to Maybe. Even if you're not in LA, don't you want to see more trans representation in Congress?
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Don't you think having a single person from our queer community representing our best interests would be very beneficial for everyone?
And that's the thing is, you know, when you're voting for somebody, especially when you're voting for somebody for federal office, their votes are not just affecting your particular congressional district. Their votes are affecting the entire nation and in many ways the entire world due to our, you know, the way that the U.S. is so locked into the business of the rest of the world. So you're going to be, you have the opportunity to not only help get trans representation into office, but somebody that wants to see peace in the world, somebody that wants to see opportunities, healthcare, housing, education for everybody. I also wanted to plug, I've got a fundraiser up this weekend. If anybody lives in the LA area, I'm doing a fundraiser with Al Corrado, Council District 13, and we're going to be doing a drag show fundraiser at the Lyric Hyperion. It's this Saturday, tomorrow at 7 o'clock. We've got a fabulous cast. It's going to be a two-act show. You can find the info about that on my Instagram, and we'd love to see you there.
Yes, that link will also be in the pod description. So go, and this will be today if you're listening on the pod. Go support. You're going to go watch a dumb drag show anyway. Why not watch one that supports something actually important? I say dumb with love. I love everything you're saying. How can you're so good at inspiring people. How can, and there's people like me who are cynical and have been beaten down by the system. How can you give us a few words of wisdom for those people who feel that cynicism, they just want to let cynicism win?
You know, I trust me, I have dealt with so many folks who are cynical, you know, running a congressional campaign. It's not hard. I've talked to every different kind of person, you know, folks that agree with my idea, folks that disagree, folks that care, folks that don't care. And, you know, here's the thing. It can only get worse unless we try to make it better. And we're on a downward course as it stands as a nation. And so many different folks have their rights at risk, not just queer people, you know, folks who, you know, are capable of giving birth, you know, they're about to lose their autonomy to have an abortion. You know, things are bad, but the thing is they can get a lot worse and we all have a part to play. And I'm not saying everybody get out there and run for office, but if you feel like you want to, go out and give it a try. I mean, the worst that can happen is you push your incumbent to the left. That's what we experienced. You know, this is my second time running for Congress. We lost our primary in 2020 by less than 1%. The positives that I've seen from losing that election is the rhetoric and the policies of the incumbent have moved to the left. So if anything, you can push people to the left. Even if we don't win, you can push them to the left. And even if it's not me who wins this time, I hope that I'm setting up a path for the first trans person to eventually be elected. You know, even if we're not breaking glass ceilings, we're at least putting a lot of cracks in them. So, yeah, I understand people's cynicism, but, you know, in some ways, the best way that you can get involved is just right there in your community. You know, find out who your neighbors are. Find out who are your neighbors who need help, your neighbors experiencing homelessness. Engage in mutual aid efforts, you know, water drops for your neighbors experiencing homelessness. Start a community bridge. There's a lot of ways that we can help some of society's ills on a local individual level without getting electoral politics into the equation. But truly, if we want to see some big changes, it also has to come from within electoral politics. So you can choose to sit out, but if you do, you don't really have much say in complaining about the state of affairs if you're not actually participate. And, you know, folks should vote. That's what I think.
That's the least they can do. And, you know, it's easy and fun. I am so thankful for you. I do see a future where you are not only in office, but you're inspiring other people, no matter how they identify, people who feel like they're on the fringe, to get engaged, because that is completely possible. It is completely possible, and we can completely change the landscape, and we will.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I want to reiterate, run for office. Anybody can and should run for office. There's a million reasons you'll give yourself, and there's a million reasons your friends and family will tell you why you shouldn't, but if you don't, then we're just going to be stuck with the status quo. I'm actually narrating a short documentary coming out soon that talks about this and talks about the importance of regular everyday people running for office and not just waiting for the Democratic National Party to call you up and say, hey, we want you to run, because it's never going to happen. You
know, instead of playing the pageant game, the
Democratic Party is the lesser of two evils. We need a movement of regular working class poor people who have said enough is enough. You know, we want to see a better world for everybody. So I hope folks will take that and run with it. In fact, I've had a lot of young queer people reach out to me and say, you know what, I thank you because I'm really interested in drag and I want to do drag, but I'm also interested in politics and I want to do politics. I didn't know I could do both. And absolutely, you can do both. You should do both. So
yeah. And, you know, honestly, like you said, it can't get straighter. I mean, look at the people representing us. There's no way it can get straighter. Like you're saying, our world is filled with so many beautiful, different, unique voices that are nowhere to be seen in our government. How that's not sustainable. It's absolutely unsustainable that those voices will stay the same. And as you see, some of the radical anti-queer, anti-trans legislation is this like desperate death knell from those voices trying to silence us, but we're just too loud.
We're not going anywhere. We're not going anywhere. You cannot outlaw us. And that's exactly what they're trying to do, but they cannot outlaw us. They're not going to get rid of us. So,
I mean, Don't Say Gay is so hilariously childish. You know what I mean?
But you know what? It's also a distraction. You know, that is the one bill that has gotten so much attention on a national scale, when the fact is there are dozens of other worse bills that are moving through state legislatures. You know,
they passed like crazy gerrymandering laws on the same day.
That's, and they, you know, they've now made it a felony to provide life-saving gender-affirming health care to trans youth in Alabama. You know, and we didn't hear anything about that. That was just a blip in the media. The Don't Say Gay bill is, you know, blowing up into something bigger than what it is. But again, it's a distraction from some of the more awful bills that are moving through state legislatures. So staying informed really is important. It's a lot, but it's so important to stay informed.
Yeah. Yeah. And people in the comments are saying they want maybe canvassing. They want maybe yard signs.
Yes, we have yard signs. I'd love if anybody wants a yard sign. If you live in the district, we'll deliver it to you. By the way, I don't know if I even mentioned what parts of LA my district covers, but it's West Hollywood, Silver Lake, Echo Park, the Hollywood Hills, Atwater Village, Burbank, Glendale, all the way north to Sunland, Tahunga, and even up into the LA forest. So it's a very, very large district covering
that's incredible
range of communities. So if you live in that area, let us know. We'll bring a yard sign. We'd also love to have you help us, you know, put door hangers up on your neighbor's doors. So please reach
us.
Yes. We need as much help as we can get.
Absolutely. And remember that if for some reason you're not local and you can't come in person, you can support maybe by going to maybeagirlforcongress.org and donate anything. Every little tip matters.
Absolutely. People sometimes, I feel like they're embarrassed because they can only give $1, $2, $3. Think about what that would equate to if 20,000 people donated $1.
Mm-hmm.
So don't feel like any donation is too small. Every single dollar really counts for us, and it's going to directly go into spreading the word about the campaign and, again, trying to get a leftist queer voice into our federal government.
I love that. And I am so thankful for you. I'm also so thankful that, you know, like queer people should be, you are passionate about bringing justice to so many people who have no voice. And I just applaud you and thank you for that.
Thank you.
You are stunning. You also perform in drag, and if people want to see you perform in drag, and you, I love that even at your drag shows, you continue to advocate for change and your platform.
And I will say great things about, you know, doing drag shows. Give me a mic, and it's suddenly a campaign rally, you know?
And then you do an amazing number. I just saw you do a Duck Hunt and a Princess Peach, which my dreams came true when I saw that.
I love it. I'm glad you enjoyed.
I appreciate you. Remember, any final words, where can we support you maybe?
Yeah, again, you know, follow us on social media, visit our website. I do a drag brunch every Sunday in West Hollywood at Stash WeHo. It's called Wigs and Waffles, super fun. And yeah, like I said, you don't have to be in any particular place. You don't have to be any particular age to be able to help our campaign. We need all the help we can get. Spread the word, share things, and we appreciate it.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And if you are listening or watching, you'll get more maybe updates by following Drag Her Podcast. If you like what you're hearing and you like queer people using their voice to talk about something not drag race related, I know, what a gag. You can support us by giving us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Leave a review, say some nice words or mean words. Democracy. Let your voice be heard. If you don't like this, tell it to us on Apple Podcasts. And honestly, I honor your truth. But I guess that's all the time we have for now. Maybe I hope I see you really soon at Exposure.
Oh, you will. And I really appreciate you having me on the show. It was great chatting with you, and to everybody tuning in, thanks for tuning in. Also, don't forget to register to vote if you're not registered.
Yes.
Mail-in ballots go out on May 9th, and then the primary election is June 7th. Don't wait until the general election to cast your vote. Make sure that you're voting in primary elections.
Thank you for that. And thank you for those reminders. You are, I can't say it enough, you are fantastic at what you do because you're eloquent, sophisticated, smart, effusive, and you're not afraid to remind a bitch. And that's what we need because, like I said, there are people who quickly get disengaged. And you, I'm just so thankful to have you as a person in the scene.
Thank you so much. This was great.
Work. Of course, maybe. I can't wait to see you soon. And until next time,
I'll see you at the polls.
I'll see you at the polls. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.